K4HNR, KQ4GWP. K4HNR, KQ4GWP.
GWP on 4ZLK.
How you doing?
I hope you're well. Everything going all right over there?
K4WCL.
Thank you. The other station is Hayden. He is my...
Cut out. I don't know if it was, I was in a little dip, but you cut out on me. Hayden is what?
Radio. I'm on HT in the yard. I'm right here. Hang on. Cut out. Okay. John Hayden is my son-in-law's twin brother. KQ4GWP.
Doing well. This is Hayden, KQ4GWP. I'm down here at Easley. And we've been driving around a little bit, just seeing what's going on. We are in the little 5% of Easley that still has power. So I don't know how that happened, but we're making the most of it. Still trying to get out to our family that lives in Girton, North Carolina. I was going to see if my brother Connor was able to hit the Mount Mitchell repeater, see if we could get in contact with them. I don't know if any of you guys have capabilities doing that.
Hayden, nice to meet you. Let's see, you're the twin brother of his son-in-law. You and I have something in common there, Hayden. I am also an identical twin. Not to Shane, though. Shane and I are not related. We're very good on having power. Boy, you ought to see the lines down here in Pickens to get gasoline. Every gas station's got a pretty big line. And most of Pickens has power. We came down yesterday and none of Pickens had power. So they're making progress. Shane, I wonder if you got your power back. I kind of doubt it. There are Blue Ridge Electric crews working at the intersection of Highway 11 and 178. And I did speak to one of the gentlemen briefly. He seemed to think that we would have power this afternoon. So, fingers crossed. Go ahead, Shane. This is KE4WCL.
N4ZLK. Hayden, congratulations on having power there. A lot of people all over Greenville, in fact, also don't have power. But I will... Maybe text Connor. I'm outside doing some yard work, and I can't hit the 145-19 from inside my house, so I'm underneath the mountain here. Connor should be able to, but give him a text. I know he's there, and see if he can maybe hook you up with that. I haven't heard any news up that way other than people are out of power and cell phone and everything else, no internet. I've been able to relay a few messages to family members on this repeater here. And John, did you go down 178 to Pickens? I haven't tried Pickens yet. I tried to get into Travelers Rest. Did not try Highway 11 because by the time I went up Pumpkin Town Highway 288 and it was blocked and all the side roads, they were all blocked. I decided to turn around, but I may have to give Pickens a try. And we have multiple trees still down all over power lines, all around my house, all around the roads leading from 11 up to this neighborhood. So it'd be great if you get power this afternoon. I seriously doubt we will. But Hayden, go ahead. N4ZLK.
Yeah, Connor just texted me back, so I'll be trying to do that. And yeah, we're getting some crazy reports about Girton. The Coast Guard just landed at a Batcave Baptist Church up there, trying to get up there. There's been tons of mudslides, and I'm sure you've seen the news on Lake Lure and all the water damage up there. So yeah, we'll do our best. We'll keep hauling around. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your yard work. KQ4GWP.
Answer your question about Mount Mitchell. I haven't tried it in a while, but I can bring up the machine. But I'm sort of like Shane. I've got the tall mountains right in my backyard, so I can hear the machine I can bring it up. I wouldn't say I'd be real good into it. But in any event, I'm curious. I know the Lake Lure Dam was in danger of failing. I'm wondering if that ever occurred. I haven't heard much local news here today. And Shane, to answer your question, 178 into town is passable. There's two trees down that are partially blocking the road just north of the high school. But the rest of the way, it's in good shape. And it's about the same as it was yesterday. We had all kinds of trees down in our neighborhood, too. Luckily, the power in our neighborhood is underground, so all the trees in the neighborhood didn't take the power out. So if they can get that connection made up there in Holly Springs, we could be in the juice. Go ahead, Shane.
Very good. I hope that works out for you. I think I heard your generator wouldn't start or something, but yeah, we're running generator. We're running it for a while and turning it off. We had it off all night long, and the refrigerator freezers did fine. So, Hayden, I hope you can find your family there. I hadn't heard it, but I know they're evacuating everybody below. It looks like Chimney Rock was totally wiped out, the little town of Chimney Rock. And I think Girton is north or northeast, northwest or something of upstream of Lake Lure. But I haven't heard, Hayden, so, or John either about the dam. But good luck. I'm going to get back to work before I knock it off and go inside again. Good to hear you, John. I hope you and Lori have a good weekend. I think you're staying up here for a few days. I'm not sure if you're going back or not. Hayden, good, best of wishes to your family, and hope you can get a hold of them. I'll go ahead and clear with you for right now. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Hayden.
Appreciate it. Have fun in the yard. Yeah, John, the dam has been breached, and then it looks like they had some guys down there assessing the damage, and they have evacuated everybody, but it hasn't fallen yet, so it seems intact for now. But yeah, Chimney Rock is completely gone, so yeah, I don't know if there will be a way up into Girton other than just hoofing it. We'll see.
Great. I'm glad you're working, Days. I've talked to you more the last month and a half, than I have probably the last 6 months. So, glad you're on a more normal schedule. Maybe not normal for you, but normal for the rest of the world. And, Hayden, I'm glad you guys did well down there in Easley. We thought about maybe driving down to Easley, but there were plenty of restaurants and whatnot open and picking. So let me ask you a question there about being a twin. Are you an identical twin?
An identical twin all my life.
An identical twin longer than you, though. 64 and a half years there. Very good. Being a twin is a little different. Most people that aren't twins don't get it, especially identical twin. But if my brother walked up to Shane, you've never met me, so you wouldn't know the difference. But if my brother walked up to Shane, Shane would not know the difference.
The same way. You'd have no idea. That's crazy. It is crazy being brought up as a twin. No one else understands it. But thanks a lot. It's a good conversation, John. Hope you have a good rest of your day and have some good luck. I'm going to keep trying Mount Mitchell and some other repeaters in the area. But you have a good one. This is KQ4GWP. Out.
Hey, good luck to your family there. Does not sound like a good situation up there. You know, we're just out of power. That's just an inconvenience. Sounds like there's a lot of possible life and death possibilities up there. So, anyway, 73, this is K4WCL.
K4WCL, WW4JET.
Matthew? K4WCL. How are you making it?
We're pretty well off. I'm not complaining. We got we have fiber intact, so, you know, we actually have internet service as long as I got power on the house. And that helps with the phones and, you know, reaching out and getting some other things done. My wife even worked half day Friday, too, so. She was like the only one in her whole office working from home that was able to work from home. But Anyway, all's good. I was just checking in on you, see how you're doing, and if you're hanging up here this week or if you're heading back down tomorrow.
Oh, we actually have Monday off. And we haven't decided if we're going to stay or not. We're going to stay. We do have power at home. It was only off 10 hours. I'm sure everything in the fridge and freezer are okay. A little concerned about up here. Lori read something that if you have a pretty full freezer, and I'm talking about just a freezer, not a freezer on a refrigerator, and ours is packed, that it'll stay good for about 48 hours if you don't open up the door. So we've not been opening up doors. The only thing I'm a little concerned about is the fridge and the kitchen. I ran out of inverter battery juice last night about 10 o'clock. But the fridge has not been opened. But there's not a lot of stuff in there that, you know, mayonnaise, things like that. Yeah, you can replace that. Other than that, we're doing okay. Been watching TV on our iPads. And I'm amazed that you have fiber. Because my internet went out. When we lost power yesterday, my internet modem and my All-Star node and my D-Star node and my DMR node are all on battery backup, a UPS. And the modem was on, but I had no internet connection. But that thing stayed up about 2.5 hours.
I don't disagree. I'm amazed we still have it. Seeing all the trees leaning and lying on the internet lines, on the upstate fiber lines everywhere, I was concerned that, hey, one of those was going to come down and take it out for good. But it's been on the whole time. I agree with you. I'm surprised, too. But fortunate, no complaints there. You need to charge anything up? I could charge something up for you this evening when I start running the generator again about 5 or 6 o'clock. I'd be happy to charge something up for you if you want.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's a tempting offer. I think we're going to have power. Blue Ridge is now on the other side of Highway 11 on 178. And they're making good progress here. They've only got, looks like two more poles to string power up on, and we may have power. But, it is kind of tempting. But it would take that 100 amp hour battery about 7 or 8 hours to charge. So I don't know how practical that would be. But we're doing okay, man. We're fine. We keep all the electronic devices charged in the vehicle. I do have one 6-amp-hour battery that still has juice in it. And I've got to connect it to the 5100. I figured that was my lifeline in case we needed help and couldn't get a cell signal out. So I'm just going to sit on that as my emergency plan.
Just bring that other one up at 5 o'clock. We'll run it till at least 10 o'clock to get you full or partial charge if you want. I mean, I got the capacity. The capacity's there, so if you want to do it. I'm just not running it all day because of this gasoline situation, if you know what I mean.
No, I appreciate it. I think we're going to be okay, though. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't have power in the next hour or two. So, anyways, I'm going up the mountain here, or getting ready to turn up the mountain. I start getting a little scratchy. You think when you get higher in elevation, you get a better signal, but I'll have Pinnacle Mountain there in the way. So, looks like they cleared. I know they didn't. Anyway, I'll listen out for your. Let's see. Just pulling into the parking lot here where I had my truck parked the other night. They have the bridge over the creek on Sliding Rock Road. You know, there at the bottom there before you start coming up the hill. They've got that bridge closed.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it got undermined a little bit from the amount of water in the last couple of days. But, well, all right, that's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah, we spent all day clearing our roads up here. We had probably a dozen or more road blockages with big stuff, too. A lot of big stuff. And we got basic clearance in here. There are some above-ground electric on the way into before it goes underground, and there's some compromised wires there, so I don't know that we're how high on the list we're going to be. So that's why I'm just conserving a little bit, and I hope the whole gasoline situation starts to get better, because last thing I want to do is go sit in the line anywhere, if you know what I mean. But I'll let you go since you're home. Good talking to you. Take me up on that offer if you want. Get a hold of me. K4WCL, it's WW4JET. We're clear. See you later.
Thank you. Very good. Appreciate the offer. I think we're going to be in good shape. Looks very promising. And like I said, I chatted with one of the guys, and he seemed to think that we'd have power. As far as the neighborhood goes, yeah, a lot of people were cleaning stuff up themselves. My chainsaw is in Georgia. I didn't even think about tossing it in the truck. But there was the very top of a 130-foot tree was just south of my street. And I went out there with a bow saw and sawed about 50 2 to 3 inch branches. And let me tell you something. My old shoulder is killing me. doing the pulling on the generator for hours. Yeah, it's like an old man. But when we got back to town yesterday, we were gone 30 minutes. We got back, there was some guy up here with some heavy equipment, and they got the big trees cleared. There was one that was easily 3 feet in diameter, just north of my street. So I don't know if the POA got him in here or who he was, but he made quick work of that. So anyway, all right, yeah, getting ready to turn on our street here, 73. I'll be looking for you. If I need something, I'll text you. Appreciate it. K4WCL.
Very good. Yeah, who knows? I mean, you never know how bad these things are, and that 12 inches of rain we got up here was certainly a big contribution to all the carnage on the tree side of things, but it is what it is. We'll get through it. All right, my man, you know, hey, if you need it, it's here. I'll talk to you later. WW4JET is clear.